as we look back on day number 9 and another abbreviated time on court for men's number 1 Novak Djokovic was leading Joe Wilfried Tsonga 6-3, 6-2. Tsonga forced to retire. It's the third time in 5 rounds that Djokovic has not had to finish a match.
A walkover, 2 retirements. He has played 2 full matches in 10 days of the U.S. Open, and still we wonder, what does he have over the course of a long match and a long test, Mark? We're still waiting for that answer.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how his wrist feels. He's only played 9.5 sets. He will go up in the semifinals against Gael Monfils, the third Frenchman in U.S. Open history to reach the semis after defeating his countryman, Lucas Puy, 6-4, 6-3, and 6-3.
Monfils has not dropped a set at this tournament, and since the Rio Olympics, his serve really wore down Puy, who, of course, coming off 3 consecutive 5-setters, his run ends in the quarterfinals.
First of the women's semifinals is set. Caroline Wozniacki got back there with a 6-love, 6-2 dismantling of Anastasia Sevastova.
She's been the big story on the women's side, ranked 74th in the world, a former number 1, 2-time runner-up here at the Open. She's taken out Kuznetsova and Keys, and now with a terrific chance against someone who's been playing extremely well, the second seed, Angelique Kerber.
And she will have a very difficult challenge on night 11 against the number 2 seed, who took out Roberta Vinci 7-5, 6-love.
First set was close. Second set, much different story. Kerber, just 3 errors in that second set. She cruised Vinci, what she did last year against Serena. Kerber was ready for it.
Semifinal slots in the top half of the women's draw will be decided on day 10. Karolina Pliskova first up, the number 10 seed against 2013 junior girls champion Anna Konja of Croatia.
And there have been so many upsets throughout this tournament on the women's side. And the two players who are out there later on, Konja and Pliskova, they've taken out some key players. Radvanska, Konja beat her in the 4th round, and Venus Williams falling to Pliskova in a terrific match 1 round ago.
And of course, the winner of that one meets the winner of Serena Williams, the number 1 seed, against the 5th seed Simona Halep.
Will this be the test Serena finally gets at this U.S. Open? Had a couple early round tests last year. Finally succumbed to the surprise, Roberta Vinci, in the semifinals. But Serena looking very good so far. Has not given up 4 games in a set this entire tournament.
Bottom half in the men's draw to be decided. Andy Murray, the number 2 seed, former champion, goes up against 1-time runner-up, the number 6, Kei Nishikori.
Power against finesse. Nishikori has found a way after last year's disappointment in the first round. Andy, though, is playing at such a high level, has since the grass court season. It's carried over here at the U.S. Open.
And there is another former champion in the mix as well, Juan Martín Del Potro. He'll take on the number 3 seed, Stan Wawrinka.
Got through a retirement after Dominic Thiem finished up in the second set last round in the 4th round here at the U.S. Open. But the fans here in Queens have always kind of drifted towards this guy after he won in 2009, beating Roger Federer. Del Potro, wild card. Let's see if the run continues tonight.